At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I love you. I love you.
They call them trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same things.
Shall I call you Ron? Dr. Dick? What should we go with here?
You can call me Ron.
Insulting my intelligence.
No, I'm insulting your integrity.
Gentlemen, let's get into it.
Welcome to the Limitless Express.
Thank you. Let's just go around the room with each topic. Go ahead.
Thank you very kindly for that introduction there, Bob. I want to start with this. Could Will Howard actually play in the preseason after all?
I don't know. I hope so. We're just going to have to see how this heals. And, I defer to Coach Tomlin on most of that stuff. And, I'm still just taking it day by day, week by week, and doing what I can to stay ready. So I'm going to have to get ready.
I'll say this much, Limits. He said he would tear his arm off to play in a game. Can you imagine a one-armed Will Howard going out there? That would be quite a spectacle.
That would be a sight.
He's going to lose a whole preseason. You could make an argument that for him and his career, that playing in one measly preseason game is more important than playing in a national championship. I mean, he has to, if at all possible, let people see him. You know what I mean? He has to give the Steelers something to evaluate him on, and if he has a big game, that could influence what they do in the future, potentially. In turn, Dom, go ahead.
Yeah, he should absolutely not play in the preseason. If he was 100% healthy, I would say he should not be playing in the preseason.
Yeah.
Now that he's injured, there's no way he should see the field in the next few weeks. Absolutely not.
Do you think he would agree with that?
Will Howard?
Yeah.
No, of course he wants to play. But I'm telling you from a fan perspective, Pomp, there's no way that Will Howard should be in this preseason.
Bob, you might
from
have noticed.
From a fan perspective, meaning what?
So I said this last week when I produced for Joe. If Will Howard goes out and plays spectacularly, you are going to have a large contingent of people saying that he should be the starter over Aaron Rodgers. And then you have a built-in QB controversy.
I don't think that's a real thing. I think that people would do that, but they do that with everything. They've done it with Skylar Thompson, I think.
And people
are making a case now that he should be on the roster and Will Howard shouldn't, which I don't think is going to happen. So, yeah, I get what you're saying, but I want to see him. Even if I don't care. He's going to have that one opportunity to play, maybe. And if he should get it, that may be the only chance you get to really see him and gauge anything. I think from a coaching staff perspective, they can watch him all season long, take a few reps here and there, but they don't gain much out of that. I think it's very important, but if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen.
Bob, what do you think of intern Dom joining the show suddenly?
That's fine.
I pulled him out of the hallway.
Ringing endorsement. Yeah. It's fine.
Next. It's fine.
Well, I didn't know what was going on here. All of a sudden, Dom's over here, and you don't tell me
I know,
me
but
anything.
You just subtly insulted him by saying it's fine.
What am I supposed to say? I took insult to that.
Yeah.
I did.
I would have, for sure.
I'm sitting next to the Bob Father.
Wait a minute.
I said, what do you think of it?
Fine.
Yeah.
What's wrong with it? Ask him.
He was insulted by
it. Why would you be insulted by that?
I didn't insult Bob.
Because, you know, if you really wanted me here, you would have said, oh, Dom, it's great to have you here. I'm glad
you said yes.
I didn't know you were going to be here.
Well,
All of a sudden, he pops in and, you know, you're... Okay.
I didn't know I was going to be here either. I'm late for a meeting with Greg already.
Filling in, pinch hitting, is the very controversial intern Dom. How controversial is Dom? Well, when he was at Oakmont this weekend, people were coming up to him and saying things like, how dare you attack a legend like Bob Pompiani? How dare you say this was rock bottom for him and that he said something that was a career low point? Who are you? Since when are you Pittsburgh sports media's Siskel and Ebert, Dom? And, yeah.
All right.
So that's how you've made your name. That's
how
you've made your name.
Let's go back into the studio. Bob, there's a lot of history here. There's a lot of history
here.
Yeah.
Dom, would you like my seat? I'll go over there. I'll relinquish this seat for your seat.
No. I appreciate the thought. And by the way, when I said Pomp hit rock bottom, saying he wanted Justin Fields this year, hate to say it, I'm starting to look right because Justin Fields hasn't played too well in the preseason. Just saying.
He just got his first preseason game the other day, and he led him on a one drive touchdown.
Not preseason, training camp. Training camp.
Who cares about training camp?
I care about training camp.
We'll see at the end of it. Again, my theory with him was he's young. I think there are a lot of cases where guys just take their time, and then they blossom. And if you had, and they are in a position of still looking for a quarterback. That's all. And so why would you shut him off as possibly being your future quarterback? That's all I wanted to see with him.
Next. James Cook agrees to a four-year, $48 million extension with Joe's Buffalo Bills. Joe, I know you like this. The
Bills
running back
are going stays. All the way.
Thank you, Bob.
Are they?
No.
No. You're still sour on them.
Yeah, I am, and I think the Ravens are the best team in the AFC. James Cook, however, is one of the most underrated players in all of football. I think he's a legit great player, and if they had given the ball to him instead of Josh Allen – trying quarterback sneaks or whatever you want to call what he was doing in that playoff game against Kansas City, I think they would have won the game. The news here is you have a team that just resolved a contract dispute, intern Dom. Do you think the Steelers will resolve with Cam Hayward soon? And are you on Cam Hayward's side very quickly or the Steelers' side in this?
I'm completely on the Steelers' side. I am to the point now where somebody threw this out, I think, on those stupid YouTube comments last week to Pony, and then Pony tweeted it out. And at the time I said, you know, that's an interesting thought, not completely against it. I am now completely for the idea of not just trading Cam Hayward, trading him to the Cleveland Browns to send a message to the locker room. Because this is getting absurd. Cam Hayward is the guy that for years was Mr. Leader, Mr. Captain, Mr. Steeler, bleeds black and gold, the whole thing. Gave Aaron Rodgers a bunch of crap saying, do you want to be a Steeler or not? It comes down to that. And now Cam Hayward has become the biggest distraction during a season when they have legitimate playoff aspirations, maybe even more. And now he's sitting around bitching and moaning because he wants to redo a contract that he did less than a year ago. A guy, Bob, that made $131 million in his career. If that is undervalued, I want to be undervalued. I'm meeting with our boss, Craig Riley. Undervalue me. This whole thing is absurd. I am over Cam Hayward. He has, I think, tarnished his legacy with this, and it's gone beyond ridiculous. I'm 100% Steelers.
I think intern Dom, who up to this very point that we're sitting right now is loathe fan base here, is now going to be celebrated. I think this was a big turnaround.
Well, I think a lot of people agree with your assessment, but I'm not going to go so far as the tarnished legacy thing.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free spirited thing. Find on trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I don't think this is ever going to get to that point.
Should they trade him to Cleveland?
No.
Yes.
No. They have too much at stake this year. They need him.
And what if they can get Orpheus Roy back?
Orpheus Roy. There you go.
Well, hold on.
One of
Bob.
My favorite names.
Josh hold on, Cribbs.
Maybe Josh Cribbs thrown in, Bob.
So you said they need Cam Hayward. I don't necessarily disagree. Do you know what the Steelers' playoff record is with Cam Newton? Cam Hayward.
Newton, I know.
Cam Hayward, same thing.
I know. I mean, that's
same we've amount talked of wins about with Cam Newton
for the last 9 years. It's not good. But it goes beyond all of those guys. It's about everyone involved in that. I'm just saying that given where they are in their defensive line, what their expectations are this year, and yes, their defense got gouged in the run game last year. That's why they've drafted guys to fortify that. But those guys are, at this point, just unknown quantities. They may be good, they may be bad. So they're hoping they're good, and Cam Hayward is a big part of what that group is. So that's why I don't think it'll ever get to that.
Bob, I think
you'll see some sort of resolution here before it gets out of control.
What exactly did Isaac Newton do, as long as we're on Newtons? Do you know, Dom, you go to Syracuse. What did he invent?
He's the most overrated guy in history. Guy had an apple fall on his head and was like, hey, gravity, something falls, it's going to hit you.
Physics.
I think he's the guy.
Is he overrated limits, Isaac Newton?
No, I don't think so. Didn't you have Newton's three laws of motion or something?
Yeah. Oh,
Bob.
The most important Newton of all.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, Fig Newton's important.
I like Fig Newton.
Yeah, the guy said if you push something, it'll move. Genius. I mean, wow. That is mind-blowing stuff. He was like one of the first three people on Earth. Somebody was going to realize that at some point. It just happened to be him.
Bob, did he take advantage of an opportunity, or is he overrated?
No, I think he's not overrated. I mean, took advantage of an opportunity, yes, but very much, I think, properly rated.
If you interviewed everybody in America Dom's age, 21?
Yeah.
You're 21?
Yeah.
Wow.
Would they be more familiar with Cam Newton or Isaac Newton?
Cam, for sure.
I think so.
Mm, we learn about Isaac, though, in school.
Do we still?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for those paying attention. Most people in school aren't paying attention these days.
So well, that's what's going on.
That is also
true.
I'm laughing at Dom saying that Isaac Newton was one of the first four people on the planet.
He was.
Dom, you act like he was born in like 17,000 BC.
Well, Callus can't count to four. I can count to four. And I'm telling Austin,
he wasn't like a Neanderthal or something.
But he was one of the newer people in the history
of the
Earth.
Let's the three of us guess when Isaac Newton had his discovery. What was it? Bob, was he under an apple tree? And an apple fell on his head, and he said, what did he say?
I don't know what he said, but it's a gravity thing, so I don't know.
All right, so let's give an approximate year for Isaac Newton's great discovery and prove how dumb we all are. I'm going to say, I don't even want to go first. I could be anywhere from 1200 to 1900. I don't know when Isaac
1750 is my guess.
I'm going to say 1840.
No, way before that. Austin, it's probably like 1500, right?
1666 is when the
you didn't have
occurred.
A guess.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
I said 1500.
Oh, when did you say, Bob?
I said 1750.
I said
I was close.
So Dom says 1500, even though he was saying he was the fourth person ever put on the earth. How does that make any sense?
Just about. Joe thought he was alive during the Civil War. Yeah, Isaac Newton. If you push something.
He invented muskets, too.
If you push something, it'll keep moving until you stop it. I mean, the groundbreaking stuff.
Hey, somebody's got to set the basics, Dom.
I'll set the basics.
Thank you, Dom. Thank you for visiting, and you're late to your appointment.
Yeah, no, thank you both
what
for having me.
What appointment do you have?
Just meeting with Craig.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're going to go and get your value.
Yeah.
He's going undervalue back to Syracuse, me. Bob.
I
can
know.
You believe that for another year? Are they going to be any good in football?
No. Basketball is going to make March Madness.
Really?
Yeah. They got Carmelo's kid, Cayenne, who should be pretty good. Basketball team will be something to watch.
Do they miss Jim Boeheim up there?
Yeah, I think so. The guy that got to replace him, Adrian Autry, sucks. See, I think so.
Who's your favorite all-time Syracuse athlete, Bob? Pearl Washington.
Pearl Washington is my favorite, too.
How about you?
Carmelo.
Limits? He only likes Penn State athletes.
Yeah, and RMU probably athletes and Duquesne athletes and any other 15 schools that he roots for.
Well, I see you rooting for Penn State too, Dom, on social media. They've got number two in the AP poll.
But the difference is I just root for Penn State football. I don't root for any other football team.
Who's your all-time favorite Penn State athlete, Bob? John Cappelletti here.
Well, Cappelletti's a good choice there, but I still have to go to Franco Harris.
Saquon.
But I got to call out Dom. What other football team do I root for, Dom?
I don't know. RMU?
Oh, exactly. I don't know.
No, I do know.
I sense a little rivalry here, Bob. Do you?
Yeah, I think so.
Dom, you have to get to a meeting, and thank you very much for stopping by.
Thank you, boys, for having me.
Best of luck in your... What year are you in? Is it junior year?
Senior year. One more year.
Wow. You sure about that?
God willing, it's one more year.
Who's your all-time favorite Michigan athlete, Bob? Dennis Franklin here.
Michigan. Oh, man. I really haven't... You know, I'm not a big Michigan fan to the point where I would have to say Woodson. Charles
Woodson.
Yeah, he
was great. Dom?
Shea Patterson, the quarterback in the late 2010s.
I like it. Limits?
Yeah, I'd say Charles Woodson as well.
Who's your all-time favorite UCLA athlete, Bob?
Lou Alcindor.
Hmm. Good call there.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.